So it gives me great pleasure to bring forth my minister on today. Y'all stand up on y'all feet and receive Minister Douglas with a hearty amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
God bless you. I preach in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, who is the source of my life, and who is the strength of my life. I give you greetings from my home church, Jersey City Deliverance Center, where Apostle Stackhouse is the pastor. I would like to invite your attention to the book of Psalms, chapter 1. But I got to give honor to the man that made it all possible for me to be here, and that's our pastor, Elder McKinney, the angel of this house, and to his beautiful wife, First Lady Greta. Honor to Elder Lawrence and his wife, to Mother Bash, and to everyone in the building. I thank God for all of you, to the youth. We serve an awesome God. Psalms chapter 1. I'm going to just read verse 1 through 3. I'm going to minimize this a little bit. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth its fruit in its season. His leaves shall also not wither, and whatsoever he do shall be blessed. I said, God, now what you want me to title this message? And I rested all week. And I was coming from physical therapy, and I was looking around at all the people walking down the street, not even paying attention. So my subject this morning is, watch where you're walking. We live in a time now where people are just walking around and paying no attention. Walking and texting. I know we're not guilty of that. Looking on social media. They're just walking. Not even paying attention to where they are going. I found out here in my studies that over 11,000 injuries is recorded of people that is walking and texting. And over 5,376 deaths of pedestrians. Look at your neighbor saying,
pay attention
to where you're walking.
Walk.
Psalms chapter 1 is a wisdom song. It's a realistic contrast between the way of the righteous, the believer, and the way of the wicked, the non-believer. This song served as the introduction to the whole entire book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is a national hymn book for Israel. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The word blessed comes from a root term that means to be right and level. And I want to give you two definitions on those words, right and level. Right, true or correct as a fact, morally good. Level, having a flat and even surface without slopes or bumps. Oh, how important it is when you're building something to construct it so that it's right and level. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a house where the floors are uneven and not right and level. It would be very difficult getting around the house in the dark. It would be very dangerous. I don't want to sleep in a bed that's uneven, slopey, squeaky, and not level. So is the lives of the believer.
Well,
it's supposed to be right,
well,
level,
yeah, yeah,
and in order.
Amen.
It's important. It's crucial.
when something is constructed, a symbol that it be right and level. Blessed is the man. The Hebrew word for man here in this context means person without revealing a gender. So when I say blessed is the man, I'm not talking about the men. I'm talking about all God's children, male and female. That's Jesus calling. He said, preach, son. He said, preach. Who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly is blessed. Webster defined blessed as made holy or consecrated. But the biblical definition for blessed is a special favor or gift bestowed by God. Notice here in our text this morning that there are three things that a man cannot do and be blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, you wonder why you're not blessed? Read this whole psalm. We cannot allow the counsel of the ungodly to direct our steps. Ungodliness. Ungodly. Denying, disobedient to God, sin, sinful, wickedness. The Bible talks of the ungodly as those who are separated from God. You got people coming to church and they're going through the motions, but they are separated from God. Anybody preaching is not connected to God. Everybody in the church is not connected to God. I said, God, you want me to go to the house of prayer and say, this? A lot of times, you know, when God give you things, you be like, God, well, I don't want to say that. But I discovered that if you want to be blessed, you got to be obedient to God. To be ungodly is to act contrary to the nature of God. We serve a holy and righteous God. You can't belong to God and live any kind of way. You can't say you're saved and go everywhere. You can't say that you're a believer and do what you want to do. I don't care who you are. You could be the bishop, the evangelist, but the word of God is true. You can't say that you belong to God and live any kind of way. You just can't do it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, it says, but be as he which hath called you holy. So be holy in all manner of conversation. You know when the boss get on your nerves. You know when the boss get you a job you don't want to do. Remain holy in all conversation. Be ye holy as I am holy. Holiness in the life of the believer is a requirement. Holiness is not a popular message these days because, you know, when you preach holiness, you upset people. But I grew up in a church where I got my feelings hurt all the time. But I tried them and I found out that what they were saying was the truth. And the truth will set you free. But you gotta want to be free. Some people don't want to come out of their mess. Some people want to do all the stuff that they do in the church, but they don't want to come out of their mess.
That's right.
You can't say you belong to God and do what you want to do.
No, you
can't. People don't want you to preach the word of God no more. I told my wife, I said, well, I mean, I get no appointments. Because whenever, I don't care whether I'm in the Baptist church, the Methodist church, the Presbyterian church, I'm going to say what thus said the Lord. You know, folks will give you a platform as long as you don't start talking about certain things. When you start talking about, oh, don't get him no more. He's crazy. I come to church. I sing in the choir. I usher. I can put some money in the church. But don't call me out, Reverend. Don't talk about my sin. Apostle Paul, in his letter to Timothy, in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, he said, preach the word, be instant, in season, and out of season, rebuke, exalt, with all long suffering and doctrines, for the time will come when man will not endure sound doctrine. Brother, people don't want to hear the truth no more. But the Bible says, but after their own lusts, their heat to themselves, teachers having itching ears, it's time to preach the truth and nothing but the truth. Can the church say yes? From Genesis to Revelation, the truth and nothing but the truth. I'm still in my text. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The blessed man, the believer, he don't do certain things. He don't go certain places. He don't sit in certain seats. I'm talking about the blessed man. I'm talking about the righteous man. A righteous man and an ungodly man are different. They are going in two different directions. They're going in two different directions. One belongs to God, and the other one belongs to Satan. People don't even want to talk about the devil no more. One served God, but the other one served the devil. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24 says, choose ye this day. It says, for no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other. The psalmist here warns us that we cannot stand in the way of sinners. If you are saved and you confess in salvation, there's a life that we have to live. Holiness ain't something that you preach, but it's a lifestyle. Jesus. Woo! The warning here is about adopting the conduct of the sinners. There is a spirit of defect at work in the body of Christ. There is a deficiency. There's a weakness. There's faultiness. There's unrighteousness. Conduct. Ineffective Christian. What are you talking about, Douglas? I'm so glad you asked me. I'm about to tell you what I'm talking about. I have never seen so many Christians, leaders, ministers, bishops, pastors, evangelists, mothers, missionaries that are so ungodly, so unholy, walking in the way of sinners, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They have a Rolls Royce body, but a lawnmower engine. They look good on the outside, and they cussing. They church and singing, but they skirt chasing. They preach on, but they sick. They doping. I can't get nobody to say preach. They stand in the way of sinners. A spirit of defect. Anytime something does not act or perform the way it was designed to, it is defective. Defective Christians. Defective pastors. Defective prophets. Defective. Look at your neighbor and say, walk. Watch when you walk. The spirit of defect. I gotta close now. It's time for the purpose of the church to be reactivated. I remember when I was growing up in church, they used to call the church the hospital. Folks would come in sick, but they would leave out healed. Blinded eyes would come open. Folks would get up out of wheelchairs. I'm talking about the old church. I'm talking about the old church from the back. When they had the morning meeting, when they would get us and take us to the altar and say, you gotta be still. They'll make us tarry. And the mother would say, that ain't it yet, son. Keep calling on Jesus. That ain't the real come yet. You're doing good in your practice. But you can hold my shadow, set my mama home. I'm talking about that old church. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time for the Holy Ghost to be reactivated in the house of God. I remember the old church. I remember my apostle. He will cast out demons. I remember my pastor would, in Jesus' name, come out. I remember demons being cast out. Ain't nobody got no power no more. Ask your neighbor and say, what happened to the church? What happened? Oh my shit. I remember we would get so scared, me and my sister. I'm like, I don't want to come back to church no more. They would tell us to get under the blood. Because when demons come out, they need a body to go into. It's time for us to get back to casting out demons. Folks come and sit up in the house of God, high, depressed, angry. Those are demonic forces. They are demonic forces. Oh my shit. We're supposed to be the church, and we can't get along. We're supposed to be the church, and we're in competition. Our God don't care about your degrees. He don't care about all that. But do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Can you say, come out? Oh my shoulder. I'm talking about the old church. What have happened to the church? Look at your neighbor and say, what happened? What happened? What happened to the church? We are here. Faithful. But where's God? We here. Faithful. But where's the power? We here. Faithful. But where's the anointing? We here. But where is the Holy Ghost? You know what the problem is? With the church, we are trying to mix spirit with flesh. You can't mix spirit with flesh. You can put salt and pepper together. You can put salt and pepper together. You can put some adobo with some Larry seasoning. But you cannot put the Holy Ghost with your sin. You can't put flesh godliness. Having a form of Sunday, so I'm having a form of godliness. I told you, they ain't gonna let me preach no more. So I'm gonna preach while I'm here. Having a form of godliness. The problem is, we're trying to mix spirit and flesh. The Bible says in Galatians, the 5th chapter, in the 17th verse, I like this translation. This is the New International Version. And it says, for the flesh desireth what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are at conflict with each other, so that you are not to do what you want to do. You can't say you saved and do what you want to do. You can't preach effectively, because a lot of people preach it like the J, but not effectively. Folks in your church dying from cancer, that's not supposed to be. That's not supposed to be. We serve a God that's a healer. He said, I come that you might have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. It's not his desire that we be sick, going to chemo, going to radiation treatment. That's not the will of God. But because of sin, I'm still talking about walking in the counsel of the ungodly. You got to be careful who you link up with. You got to be careful who you call your friend. You got to be careful who you talk to. I'll give you a reference. You go back to Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Our foremother Eve. She took some ungodly counsel from the serpent. That God said you should not eat off this tree. The day you eat, you should surely die. That's not true. You should become like God, knowing good and evil. The devil is a liar. Watch who you listen to. You can't take advice from everybody. If I'm up here, if I stand up on this bench, and my father stand in front of me, it would be easier for him to pull me down because of gravity. That's why when you say that you are saved and you're born again, you need the Holy Ghost. The Bible said after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. Is real. We have to live a true life of holiness. It's time that we walk in God, not after the lust of the flesh. It's time that we walk in God. Take a look and watch where you're walking. Church, it's time to get it together. It's time that we tell people the truth. It's time that we tell people you must be born again. Repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. I hear the voice of one crying from the wilderness. Repent ye the way for the Lord. Watch where you're walking. What good is it for a lawyer to be a lawyer and don't practice law? What good is it for a doctor to be a doctor but can't prescribe medicine? What good is it for a mechanic to be a mechanic but he can't fix a car? What good is it for a singer to sing but be able not but can't sing? What good is it for us to be able to preach but we can't preach? Yeah, sound good. But if you ain't preaching what's coming from heaven, you're just talking. You're sounding brass in a tingling cymbal. Watch where you're walking. I gotta go to my seat now. It's time for us as the church to get it together. It's time for us to come together in love. I remember growing up as a child, and my mother would bring us to church, and I remember my apostle preaching the word of God, saying that if you don't repent of your sins, you're going to die and go to hell. Hell is real. I know we're going through some things here on this earth, but hell is real.
Yes, it is.
Just like heaven is real,
yes,
hell is real. Thus said the Lord this morning, watch where you're walking. Watch where you're going. Watch what you're saying. Watch where you're standing. And watch where you are sitting. You can't be an example of God and you're hanging out with sinners. You can't say you're saved and it's okay to go to the club. That's not okay. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're supposed to love the sinners and pray for them, but we ain't got no business hanging out with them. We ain't got no business sitting up in no club with them. I don't care if it is your birthday. If you're not saved, I'm not coming. Because you don't want your good to be evil spoken of. People are going to lie anyway. But if you're living a life, how they know that we are Christian is by our love.
That's right.
And how they know that we are Christian is when you possess the power and the holiness of God. You can't fake the holiness of God. You can't fake the power of God. I don't care how many clergy college you put on, how many bishop roles you put on. The Bible said you would know them by the fruit that they bear. The scripture said here that we should bear much fruit. We should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We got to be rooted and grounded in God. What kind of fruit we got? Jealousy. Gossip. How you a pastor you sitting down gossip and talk about people? I don't care who you are. It's not of God. And you will not prosper if you don't repent. I tell myself that. I had the guy come to my house the other day, delivering some furniture. And I said, watch the door, sir. Want me to take it back to the store? I got up and said, what? And I heard the Holy Ghost say, you got to preach Sunday. I said, sir, I apologize. Just be careful with the door. We got to correct ourselves. And you got to tell the enemy, you almost had me. But I got away. You can't come out your character. That's why the church is empty. And folks don't want to come because they see us. And they know we playing with God. They know some of us going to the liquor store and playing the pick three and pick four and Powerball and all that stuff. That's not of God. I don't care who don't like it. It's not of God. Jehovah Jireh. My